My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Folks might understand you by and by. Sports Radio 92.9 a game 92.9 a game.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of August. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Let's see how long I can hold
it. You can't go wrong with Curtis, man.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry I even talked over him. And a good morning to everybody in Auburn.
In Auburn.
Auburn, yeah. Georgia. I ain't never been to Auburn.
I've been through there. I ain't even spent no time in
Auburn. I ain't been in either Auburn.
I've been to the other Auburn. It take you on game day. It take you all day to get down there.
I've been to Wetumpka.
You've been to Wetumpka, yeah.
I ain't been in Auburn.
You had to go around. You get off the Auburn exit, man, and just you. It's just like, it's kind of like going to Clemson.
I ain't been to Clemson either.
It take you forever to get in.
Oh, really? I know, man. About Happy Valley, it takes you forever.
It take you forever to go to either one of them places, man.
Where are you flying to?
You know, fly. Yes.
I'm just saying, if you didn't live here in Atlanta, but I'm saying if you were coming to
Lake Hartwell and hang a left, and it drives you right into the backside of Clemson.
I'm saying for folks like on the West Coast, and they're flying to come see the university.
They fly to Greenville.
Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
You fly into Greenville. It might be cheaper to fly into Atlanta and drive up. I don't know how expensive it is to fly into Greenville. I haven't done that before.
So when they take recruits up there, do they run down that hill and touch the rock thing or whatever in the stadium?
You touch the rock first, then you come down the hill.
Okay, again, so like I said, I've never been up there. I kind of remember. I just knew it was a rock and a hill.
The job you want is the state trooper that has to follow Dabo Sweeney down there. Dabo Sweeney is the first one down the hill, and that state trooper is stride for stride with him, man. That's, if you ever look at the video of them coming down the hill, there's a state trooper. I don't know who gets that assignment.
I was going to say, somebody better be in shape. Like them guys who run along with the president when he wants to go jogging.
He has to bust it down that hill beside Dabo Sweeney. So I don't know.
No, I don't either.
All right. Well, you know what? That's a college season.
We have a very special guest who's scratching his head, wondering. I thought I was going to be on there. But what them two talking about?
People running down hills.
Yeah, and running hills and other programs.
Because this man is going to be getting a chance to play in the Benz this year, and his team is going to be playing in the Benz. North Gwinnett Bulldogs are going to be playing McEachern. The 4 o'clock game on Saturday. August 17th, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, part of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic, and it will be heard here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And joining us, head coach at North Gwinnett, Eric Godfrey. Coach, good morning to you.
Morning, Coach.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you guys. Appreciate y'all having me.
Thank you. What's your job like this time of year as you have the season right around the corner? What are your days like?
Right. Well, so with the heat, we have to practice in the morning just because afternoon practices, that heat, wet bulb is not going to allow us to have our equipment. So I can just tell you yesterday, wake up at 5 a.m., make sure I'm at the school by 5:25, and we practice at 6 a.m. Then we have our regular, you know, teacher meeting days going throughout the day, and then we got together as a staff and met on South Gwinnett. And then we had our freshmen come in and practice later, and then we had a big community event last night with all of our rec teams and everybody out there and our high school teams being introduced and going out and helping the young kids and all that kind of stuff. So I guess I was up at 5 a.m. and then I got home at 9:30 last night. So, okay. That's not a typical as long as normal a days right now, but that's kind of our days right now.
Okay, Coach, I got to stop you because we've talked to other coaches, and they give similar sort of rundowns of their days. And then this question is asked. Are you a married man, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Okay, so this after what you just said, take a second and give a shout-out to your family for what they do
right,
to help
absolutely.
You do that.
And it really does. It does. It takes a strong woman, a great woman. She's a former college athlete herself. So, Janelle Godfrey, thank you for being a great wife and understanding wife and so supportive. My kids have grown up. Of course, they're older now, but that they've grown up coming to the field house, sleeping under my desk, sleeping on the couch, been around the whole time. So,
wow, folks, please be spending some time this morning with Coach Eric Godfrey from North Gwinnett High School. What does it mean this time of year to kick off the season in this premier event that we have here in Georgia, which you've had a lot of years' experience with, Corky Kell Classic?
Right, yes, it really does mean a lot. It's the very first one, and there's been some years I haven't been in it, and so sure enough, what do we all turn the – we all either go down there or we turn the TV on, we're watching high school football, because it really does kick off the high school season for Georgia. And so it's fun for us coaches to watch. Heck, we end up texting back and forth, throughout the games and, talking, against people we might have to play later in the season, whatever it might be. So it generates a lot of excitement throughout the state, like I said, the whole kickoff of the whole deal. And then the opportunity to play in the bins for the kids and us coaches and the families, it really is a special event.
It bears the name of two people who were coaching and athletic administrating icons in Cobb and Gwinnett. And you guys, this game will be Cobb against Gwinnett. There's been so much of that. Thoughts about the team you're going to be facing and just the things that they've been able to do over there down through the years.
Right, yes, sir. And as you said, bearing the two names, with Dave Hunter on the Gwinnett side and me being a Gwinnett person pretty much my whole life, he was a graduate from Parkview High School, got my first start at Parkview High School coaching football. And then when I took my first head coaching job, both Cecil Flo from Parkview and then even Dave, I went and met with Dave Hunter over at Brookwood and just trying to get some great mentorship from two great, very successful football coaches. So he's meant a lot in my whole journey as well. And then here we are, we get to play McEachern, who's one of the original teams of the Corky Kell Kickoff Classic. And Coach has done such a great job with their squad. And they won region last year and made a second round playoffs. And he's got them on the upswing right now. He's got a phenomenal running back in his backfield, and I understand they just picked up a really good receiver, and so they're going to be a handful for us.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking to a North Gwinnett head coach, Eric Godfrey, this morning. Listen, you have a different perspective, not just from the coaching side and spending all your time in Gwinnett County, but when you stand in front of your team and talk about this particular game, their ears got to be wide open because you played in it.
Right. Well, actually, so I just missed playing in it. Parkview started playing in, I want to say, 96, maybe, somewhere around there, and I graduated in 94, so I just missed the opportunity to play in it.
We thought you played.
I would have loved to.
Well, there's all kinds of coaches who doctor up their resume, so feel free to, and we'll keep that going.
We're not going to do that.
All right, okay.
We'll go back to the place. Last year, we made history there by using video review. Your thoughts about that, and there'll be the opportunity to be in play again for your particular game. The thoughts about it last year and now going into it this year.
Right, and I do think it's good for high school football. Our officials really do a good job. They always get a bad rap, and there's so much that goes on. We actually used it last year in the Corky Kell. It went against us. Really thought we had a touchdown. Right before the half, we had tied the game 21-all going into the half versus Mill Creek, the return of state champ, and ended up going against us and not being a touchdown. So I don't know how much I like it. I'm just kidding. But it really is good to for the fairness of the game. And as long as it doesn't turn into an overuse. I almost feel like it's overused sometimes in NFL. It's, we don't want it to slow the pace of the game down. We don't want it to, turn into – every 3 minutes, there's a review. So I like how Georgia has it and the rules we have to limit that.
Coach, there's something new going on in football. Not really new, but they're going to let it possibly be a part of games, but we know that in Gwinnett County on the high school level that it's mandatory. You got the players have to wear those shells, the helmet, the paddings on the helmet during practice, but it's not being implemented in the games. Is that something you'd like to see in the games, or what are your thoughts on that?
Right, yeah. So when the Guardians kind of first came out, I bought a bunch when I was at Parkview High School. And, again, you know, want to protect our kids. And I said, what's great, honestly, what's great about the Guardians, obviously, you know, I guess whatever the measure says for concussions, but the bones, the soft tissue, elbows, your hip bones, your quarterbacks throwing their hands, it really protects all of those, the hip pointers. Because the helmet, the hard helmet, when it hits the elbow or the hand or a thumb or a knee, it's not that hard helmet. So we really limit a lot of the bone bruises and the soft tissue damage and that kind of stuff. So it helps a lot in those areas as well. I think the frustrating part about it, honestly, though, is we know our guys are being physical and striking hard, but it is quiet. With those helmets on, it makes it really quiet. And you're always wondering, are we being physical?
Okay.
And I maybe it's just traditionalist in me, whatever it is, but right. I don't want to see him in a game. I love the, you know, the decals and the shiny helmets and the, you know, the whole uniform, you know, all of it. And the helmets they make are phenomenal helmets. You know, that is what they make now. So, I do like the protection of it at practice, but again, that's just me. Maybe I'll change my mind in a few years, but for now, I like the traditional helmet for games.
It does make it sound different. And you know what? If it makes you feel any better, Coach, it sounds different at Flowery Branch, too. So, I mean.
Okay, great. That does make me feel better.
Yeah.
It sounds different. Okay.
It sounds different with the big fellas, too.
You know, it's funny. You know, when you said that, it reminded me of Tiger Woods talked about tournaments that got quiet throughout his career because people were bringing their cell phones and they weren't clapping. So they weren't clapping. They weren't making noise. They were all on their cell phones filming him and filming the other golfers. So and tournaments got quieter, too. Yeah, he said that. He goes, this has been a change over the last decade with technology being out there like that. Hey, how has your job changed, Coach, over the last X amount of years with everything that's been a part of high school sports and NILs and now are there? What's it like to be you as far as
no
the head
downtime.
Coach? Yeah, in 2024.
Right, and you're exactly right. You know, with all the technology to make things simpler and easier, just like it is with everything that we do in life now, it makes it more busy. We just find more to do. We find more to add to it. Because it's amazing. Like I said, you know, back in the day, I remember trading VHS tapes and, you know, getting on the road and driving up. And I've got a speeding ticket before trading, you know, film and that kind of stuff.
We had Waffle House.
Yeah,
Derek
Waffle
Queen.
House.
Stop?
Yep, that's exactly right. Stop Waffle House and sit and talk with Coach. And I missed that relationship piece of it. But the idea, you know, so a lot of coaches would not be able to watch any film. Like if we met on a Sunday morning or a Sunday after church, a lot of coaches would never see that film until Sunday after church. So our Sunday meetings were, we used to meet at 2 p.m. Where I said we go to 2 p.m. to dark 30. Just whenever we finish, because, you know, that's our time of turning film on and getting going. Whereas now, and you know, we've got it uploaded that night. And so Saturday morning, all of us coaches, we sit and watch game day and break down film and looking at ourselves and breaking down the next opponent. And so we get to show up on Sunday, and the Sundays are not near as long. So go to church after church. We're in the office from, you know, 12:30 to 5. You know, it's not near as long as it used to be. And like I said, the opportunity for our kids to have all the technology right there in their hands. We send them the playbooks and the scout break, you know, the breakdowns, and you know that they can see it all before we ever see them for the first time. It's really incredible what we have right now.
That's amazing. Quick snapshot of your team before I let you go. How are you coming along, and what can we expect to see when you guys play in the bins here in a couple of weeks?
Okay, yes, sir. I think we really are excited about our team because we have 10 of 11 starters back on defense, and we really feel strong all the way through from the defensive line to the linebackers to the secondary. We've got a lot of guys that, I mean, they've got a lot of offers. Colleges have recognized how good they are. So really excited about a full, solid defense. And then offensively, we have 8 of 11 returning starters back. You know, our quarterback being his region player of the year and threw for 25 touchdowns and rushed for 11 last year. So we're expecting even bigger things out of him this year. So we get a solid play out of our quarterback, and we're pretty sure our offense will be a top 10 scoring team as well again this year. So a lot of excitement here at North Gwinnett.
That first game against McEachern, Saturday the 17th, 4 p.m. kickoff. Thank you, Coach, for getting up and joining us. And much luck to you this upcoming season.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Oh, you know, we forgot to do with the coach. We got him on. You know, we like to get. He gave a shout out to his family.
Yeah, he did.
But we like to give him a shout out to his assistant coaches.
The
people who helped him get through this. So we'll talk to him again. Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank Coach Eric Godfrey, North Gwinnett. Who are you picking in that game, or can you not pick?
I don't pick.
You know?
By
the way, good time to give a shout out. When does the scoreboard show start?
Scoreboard show. Actually, our first version of the scoreboard show, a soft lunch. We'll be that next, but it'll be the night before that, Friday the 16th.
Okay.
Myself and Coach Chris Parker will be up at Rome, Barron Stadium, for Creekside against Rome at 8 o'clock, and we're going to come home and do a little bit of a, scoreboard show along with the game.
All right, there you go. All right, Ms. Crenshaw is going to continue this and let you know what's going on locally. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
.com and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
I'm going to find, I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Saturday morning. By the way, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. Also, thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday's going to get kind of weird here moving forward as we approach football season. We will be with you air Sunday throughout the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah.
In the next year and other things. Going to venture into Noel's world coming up before the end of this hour. Talk about what was going on at Mercedes-Benz this past week as we head into the 8 o'clock hour. Megan Hall is going to join us from USA Today. Raven Johnson, South Carolina. And Joe Patrick will also be joining us. Man, I got to shout out people who love you, love listening to the station. Love listening to us, and they're headed into work right now. So everybody over at Curry Honda on Peachtree Industrial over there.
Morning.
People in the service department there.
Morning.
You know, they say, hey, we listen to you guys all the time. So we shout out, and a big shout out to Junior, who runs the service department.
Okay.
And Sarah. And by the way, I don't get nothing, you know, pay for everything I get out there. None of this plug Ola stuff with me. But, yeah, they listen to us, and I hear from them when I get my oil changed or take my car over there for whatever. But so I want to give him a little shout out there.
Fantastic.
So
fantastic.
Junior's got the greatest name. He should be a NASCAR driver. Yeah, I don't like saying his last name out here, but it sounds like a NASCAR driver. Anyway, we flip things around. Normally, it's the top of the 7 o'clock hour. You let us know what's going on locally, but we had the coach on, so 7:20, you let us know what's going on locally. Know, whatever else is on your mind, man.
Let's talk a little college football because that time is quickly approaching, and like all teams, I think just about all teams, have started their preseason practices. I mean, Georgia Tech has been going for over a week now because they play before anybody else. They got to go over to Dublin, Ireland to take on Florida State on the 24th, which
it's
is
a nice
actually
ship over there, I'm zero. Saying.
Nice?
That would be a nice trip.
Would it be a nice trip?
It'd be a wonderful trip.
I know several people who are going on that trip just to go there and have that experience, and then they're going to watch Georgia Tech play Florida State that day. So that's, you know, that's happening. At the same time, we're going to kick off the HBCU season here in town over at Georgia State. We're going to have Norfolk State and Florida A&M in town for the MEAC SWAC Challenge. We're going to try to get John Grant to come on and chat with us about this, you know, sometime before that game is played, and tell us what's coming up, what people can expect with that. And, of course, this week I had a chance to go by practice at Kennesaw State. They started Wednesday. I went by to see Coach Brian Bohannon. This is a big year for them. They're stepping up to Conference USA.
Yeah, they are.
And their schedule's got them playing on Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, and I got a Friday night game. I mean, they're all over the place, but they're excited because people are going to get to see the Kennesaw State brand. I mean, they saw it a couple of seasons ago with the basketball team making the March Madness. Now they're going to get to see the football team. How well they're going to be playing, maybe that progresses as the season goes along. A lot of youth. A talented group that they've recruited there, but not a lot of experience. And so it's going to be growing. The one thing he talked about was getting bigger because you're going into that conference – your line play. You got to get some big folk on the offensive side and the defensive side. That's where it begins. And he said they feels like they've been able to recruit some more size for that line to give them what they're going to need to get some things done and give themselves a chance to win some ball games this season in the conference. Went by Georgia State the next day and watched them practice. I think there are 48, 49 new faces on this team.
Really? So he got a job ahead of him.
Well, he's done a job to get all those young folks together,
now
right?
Now he got to put now he's got to
coach
unit and get some chemistry going.
You know, and I asked Coach Dale McGee about that. I said, because recruiting is so much a part of what he does, what he was doing at University of Georgia before coming to Georgia State, and wherever he's been, he's just known as an excellent recruiter. He's gathered talent, obviously, to do some things and be successful, especially with the schedule they have that starts out with Georgia Tech. The thing of it is, I asked him, I said, are you happy now that you've done all that? You can get down to the X's and O's to the football part of stuff. And he said, you don't really worry about it. If you got the right people, together in the mix, the football stuff will take care of itself. Uh-huh. You know, and so you hope that will be the case for him as we see. The one thing they'll get to do is Georgia State will play their first five games in Atlanta. You know, yeah, and as the schedule would have it. They're going to open up with Georgia Tech. They'll take a walk or take a bus or the streetcar or something over to Georgia Tech to play that game on the 31st. It's going to be kind of crowded downtown that day. Because
I was just going to say, there's going to be a whole lot of bad traffic.
Well, not just at noon that day, Georgia plays Clemson at the Benz. Evening, Georgia State plays Georgia Tech over at Tech. So, yeah, the 31st is shaping up to be a pretty big day for college football. So
shout out to Atlanta PD. Y'all going to be busy that day.
They're going to be busy.
They'll be busy that day.
They will be. And then, of course, Georgia could conceivably, Greg, end up playing Mercedes-Benz Stadium four times this year.
Really?
They're going to start there on the 31st against Clemson, right? The SEC championship game will be there, I think, December 7th. Is the date for that. On January 1st, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, which is part of the college football playoff, could end up playing in that. And then, of course, in January, the national championship game will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's possibly four times that Georgia could end up playing. And Coach Kirby Smart, this week, met the media, and he talked a little bit. First of all, let's see what he has to say about the running back competition they have.
I'm excited about the room. I mean, you know, Rod is a guy that took a ton of reps last year for us in a position of just being here on the team, just getting here, and he's had a great offseason. Branson, we talked about in his back. Cash has been a veteran leader in that room. The young guys that are coming back in that room that we just signed that had great summers, whether that's Nate, Dwight, and Chauncey. I mean, I think we've got a room of good backs, as talented as we've had, but inexperienced. And Trevor does a great job of leading that room and holding people to a standard in that room.
So he says okay. Running back, you know, they're long on talent, short on experience, but usually Georgia has this offensive line that's, you know, that makes it is very forgiving and will give those, you know, running backs the opportunities, right? So that's what you look to maybe lean on some as far as getting the run game and having that balanced offensive attack. He also talked to just about an update on the team in general.
Warren Brinson's dealing with an Achilles tendon, so he'll be in and out. It's an opposite one he had in spring, but he's not. It's not long. It's we injected it, and he should be back shortly. Marcus Harrison's dealing with a stress reaction on his foot; should be back shortly. Jordan Hall has a tibia stress fracture that we ended up having to do surgery on. We expect a full recovery. He'll be back hopefully by the first game, but he will be close. Ty Ingram is coming back from an injury that he's dealt with. He's not 100%, but he's close. Smile is able to do some stuff, not everything, but he's almost back. And then Chris Peel had a labral repair at the end of spring, so he'll be limited a little bit. Branson will start practice without limitations, but we will have some load management with him. And then Cole Spears dealing with a little bit of midfoot sprain. But you guys will see most of those guys that I named involved in some way.
He's like Michael Corleone. He's dealing with all family business. You know, he got that taken care of. You're getting the updates on the injuries. And then, of course, we got the news he let the wide receiver go,
yeah,
who was in charge. Was it Darius Thomas, arrested last week? And anyway, so dismissed him from the team. He just doing a lot of cleanup stuff and all this going back and forth with the media. So once the season starts, I don't want to hear about this other stuff.
Well, that's just it. All that is just to get to the first week of practice. Right?
That's right, yeah.
You know, you get to the first week of practice so you can totally focus on what's happening, because the expectations are so incredible for this Georgia football team once again. And they got a demanding schedule, man. Everybody talked about that schedule last year and how it was a cakewalk and, you know, no big challenges. Not this time. You know, they got some tough games and they got to go on the road to earn it.
And if you were to mention and say this out loud, that he goes into this season, and you can get back to the conversation about how they were left out of the playoffs last year, but going into this season and the Texas A&M coach and Alabama coach ain't relevant anymore. They're gone. And, you know, whether you believe that opens up more recruiting or do whatever. Well, Jimbo Fisher, one thing. You can debate on how relevant he was those last couple of years there, but still – the changing nature, and of course with Texas coming in and all of that, this is going to be really, really, on one hand you thought, oh, okay, Nick Saban's gone, this should be an easy run for Kirby. And then you think about the people who've joined the conference, and we still don't know. Everything is one twisted ankle by a quarterback away from leveling the playing field.
You assume that, but I mean, that's why you recruit all this extra talent, and you have this dearth of talent, which you know, he learned from the mentor in Tuscaloosa. You know, you have a level. Just in case that happens, you don't have that drop-off. May not have the experience, but the talent is there as well, and they've taken some reps with the first team in practice in case something like that happens. So you talk about the depth, and that's the difference. That's how a program like Georgia stays where it's at, you know.
We got to tell folks, Sam, be honest with you, and I didn't mean to cut you off there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Just a public service announcement. Trump's going to be here today.
Yeah.
And we're telling this because traffic is getting messed up over by Georgia State.
Yeah.
So we need to let you know about that. You know, he's going to be here. I don't have the time of the actual event, but people are already lined up down there. I just saw the footage, and I wanted to say, uh-oh, we should let folks know about this. If you're going anywhere near Georgia State, you know, traffic will be.
I'm not sure what time, but it will be, and that was.
But it's already started. People are lining up
Problems. I mean, you get to the point where certain places you won't be able to go as far as the traffic goes.
So anyway, I didn't mean to derail you. We just want to give that little public service announcement out there. So, continue your thought. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, man. I just saw that. That's my fault. My fault. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. 92.9agame.com. I just derailed Mr. Crenshaw in mid-thought. That wasn't right.
It's time for Noel.
Well, if you think, continue what you were saying, and we'll, Noel will give you a minute or two, and I apologize.
Oh, it's her turn. It's her turn. Yeah.
I just feel horrible.
Yeah.
On what would have been Tony Bennett's birthday.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been his birthday. We lost him a year ago.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel bad. And just, like I said, I want to let the folks know that you just got to watch. That's what we do here.
Oh, yeah.
I need to shut up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Take us up with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of August. We hope you guys have had a wonderful week. Yeah, there you go.
Can't say to somebody that was listening to it.
What's that?
Say hello to somebody.
Yeah, please, by all means.
Yeah,
we just shouted out to Curry Hunt and them folks, so who you got?
Shout out to Kevin. He's on his way to go play a round of golf. And,
Kevin?
Kevin, and he's with GPB Sports, Kevin Gerke.
Oh, okay.
He said their first four games, GPB, people talking about football Fridays in Georgia, their first four games are Buford at Milton, Rockmart, Cartersville, Rome at Carrollton, and then Langston Hughes at Douglas County. That's what's coming up on football Fridays in Georgia. Yes, that's what, you know, Matt Stewart and John Nelson and all the crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got another shout out for you. And you know that we are all colleagues in this business. We ain't gonna hate on nobody. If we're broadcasters, if we're journalists, we all support each other. And you know who told me to tell you hello this past week?
No telling.
Matt Edgar.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Chuck Oliver.
Okay.
And Matt Chernoff.
Wow. The crew.
Told me to tell you.
Okay.
Hello.
Wow.
And that they just got mad respect for you and love
that's
you and
crew.
All that
that's
sort of
thing.
Man,
they
always make say, man, tell Sam I said, you know, that kind of thing. So those two guys in the same business and doing the same thing, but still got mad love for you. So there you go. Anyway, we got to shut up and turn things over to Noel because
yeah,
it is Noel's world.
It is her turn.
Good morning.
Morning.
I can't see her, so I got to fix the blind. So y'all talk for a second.
All right.
And thank you, too, for what you did starting off the show.
Absolutely. You started.
My influence is rubbing off on her. Have you ever had a job where you have received snacks, food from your coworkers, and now they've got you bringing it in?
On the regular? No, uh-uh.
So I've had a little bit of an influence on you, huh? And we just give food back and forth. There's some people I work with, I wouldn't eat food that they brought for me. And I know you two feel the same way, but anyway, you brought us some nice stuff to start off the day. Right, Sam?
And we thank you.
And
yes.
We want to thank you publicly for that.
Right.
Well, you know, we beat the sun up, so I got to make sure, you know, we all nourished and ready to go for these 4 hours we got to run through.
That's right. It's a lot of heavy lifting in this business.
What you got, Miss Lady?
Well, let's see. This week has been super exciting. You know, every day I turn the TV on, it's just I seem to hit the iconic moments, good or bad. Like when I cut my laptop on and I saw Coco haggling with the line judge. I said, oh, okay. Then I woke up one day. I'm going to tell y'all what really floored me. My number one Olympic moment so far, because y'all know I'm waiting on breakdancing, and we're going to get to the breaking.
Yes.
It starts on the 9th, and we're going to get to the breaking. I'm ready. But until then, you know, I cut the TV on the other day, and I think I was honestly looking for basketball. And I cut the TV on, and there's the pool with all the lanes, right?
Right,
and
right.
I'm looking at the pool, and I was confused, because I'm like, there's only one person in the frame. It took me a second to catch up to what was going on. It wasn't until Miss Katie Ledecky touched the wall and turned around, and then everybody else came in the frame, and I went, oh,
yeah,
my Lanta.
Yep.
She's laughing these folks.
Yeah.
And my best friend's on the phone like, girl, what is going on? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, she is laughing these folks. Like, oh, my Lanta. I had to pull out my DJ Tanner. I was that shocked. Because at first I was like, okay, I see one person, and okay, she's about to, okay. And then I put the pieces together, I was like, okay, that's Katie Ledecky. And then she touched the wall and went back the other way, and I went, oh, so y'all are done for. Like,
yeah.
So the rest of this is just a formality. Like, y'all are hoping for a hamstring cramp or something to catch up to Miss Katie Ledecky, because it was over with.
She pulled the secretariat.
Man,
yeah,
listen.
Really.
This is what she did. She pulled the secretariat. If you see that last night, secretariat was like, got the win.
Yep.
Everybody went out and had a cup of coffee, and then the rest of the horses showed up.
Like, I spent the rest of her match just with my jaw, trying to pick up my jaw off the floor because, like, what? And that was a great comeback because, you know, she wasn't expecting to get that bronze in that first competition she had to open up the Olympics. So that was like, yeah, let me remind y'all who
exactly.
I am right quick.
Exactly. And who made your jaw drop open in a much bigger way, her or Simone, what they did?
I think Katie, because like Simone, I'm not going to lie, Simone, I expect Simone to go out there and do ridiculous things and just mop up the floor with it. I mean, she's that great. Like, she stepped outside the mat, twice and still took home gold?
Yep.
Like,
again,
laughing these folks. Like, that is the swimming version of laughing folks in Olympics. Like, I done committed two errors and y'all still can't touch me. I'm hammer timing up in this place. Y'all can't touch me.
Hammer timing.
Jordan gave her the goat chain to put on. And you know what, Jordan? Yep, you right. Give your teammate the goat chain because she is that.
Yep.
Like, could y'all imagine if she actually would have stayed in the Olympics in Tokyo? Like, if she wasn't feeling the mental pressure? Like, could y'all just imagine how even greater her legend would be? Y'all caught a break. Then she went home in 2020. Y'all caught a break. She blessed y'all.
Yeah.
And then she came back and took back what was hers.
Amazing how that worked.
Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles, like, they have me bowing. And then you turn on the round ball and our own Ryan. I mean, that 3-on-3 team, which I expected to struggle.
I was concerned after that first one. Oh, my goodness.
I expected them to struggle. And we'll talk about more of that with Megan L. Hall. But to see them in almost in less than 48 hours kind of completely turn the thing around and tie it all up and get the 3-on-3 and stay in the group play and really show their fortitude.
Okay.
And how they were ready to go. And Ryan Howard had a ridiculous shot. Me and Megan was talking off scenes, off camera, and she had a ridiculous shot to end that 3-on-3 game against Canada where they tried to give it to her to dead it in regular time, and her two ball was shot. She's been cold from two the entire game because in 3-on-3, like what would normally be a three is a two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And those games go pretty quick. They go really quick.
Like, they only schedule them for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, they go quick. And so they went into overtime, and overtime in 3-on-3 is sudden death. So anybody shoots a two ball, that's it. So they go for the layup, Canada. Jordan lets them go for the layup. Okay, cool. Ryan lets them go for the layup. Okay, cool. Then they get the ball to Ryan. Ryan dribbles all the way to the right side of the court, body on it the entire time. Don't stop, Ryan. Dribble, back up, puts the ball up, and we are off to the next game as the U.S. 3-on-3 team wins yet another one behind Atlanta Dream's own Ryan Howard. And it was just great to see. And it was also great to see the U.S. women's team sitting there to cheer them on.
Yeah.
Erica Hambry also was, you know, putting in that work.
Yeah, we got to talk
defense.
About it.
Erica the hometown
Hambry
folks.
She's over there and got both of her kids
sure
with her
do.
There. She took both of her kids with her to the Olympics.
Well, you can't not take Amaya. Amaya's a media superstar right now. Like, if they were in the Atlanta market, she would be on They Got Next. Like, she is their little mini commentator out there in L.A. So there's no way you couldn't take her to Paris. She got to get a rundown on why her mama and the rest of the team is going to come back and get that and stand on one of them podiums.
Yep.
If you ask Amaya, she'll tell you. They're going to stand on one of them podiums. Don't worry. My mama got it.
She does that so well. What have you watched and surprised you? You know what I tuned in and end up watching was trampoline. I forgot that trampoline was an Olympic sport.
Same.
You know, and if somebody's got one in the neighborhood or something, and everybody from the neighborhood goes out there and bounces around the backyard.
Lawsuit waiting to happen.
But you don't know if they can do it and become an Olympian.
Right, now we've become an Olympian. Now you can go out there and spend that $9.99/$9.95 and get that trampoline in the backyard and get ready for Olympic trials. Yes, it's been a lot of interesting things. I saw a little bit of mountain biking. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
I like that.
Yeah, one
it
night
wasn't
I
raining.
Came in. Right. Yeah, yeah. One night I saw Colin Jost hanging out on the beaches. That was fun.
Tahiti.
Yeah, that was fun. I said, well, NBC got everybody on the payroll out here with a microphone.
He's been tearing his feet up. He's been stepping on coral.
Get you some swim shoes.
He's been in the medical tent more than he's been out there watching these.
That's terrible. Well, obviously Snoop has been the big star.
Oh yeah,
he's having a great time. The thing on Peacock with Kenan Thompson and Kevin Hart has been a lot of fun too.
I haven't haven't been able to catch, Keenan. Yep. I need to catch that. What I did catch yesterday was a little bit of water polo, or as I like to call Flavor Flaves girls out there balling out. They were doing their thing. I did catch a fun story the other day. There is a triathlon athlete who was kind of concerned that she was going to be behind on her rent this month, you know, competing in the games. And Flavor Flav stepped up, and so did Serena's own husband. Alexa stepped up and made sure that she won't have to worry about any of that while she tries to go for U.S. gold. So shout out to them, and they employ other people with means to also get out here and support these athletes. And that kind of may be something that we need to figure out, you know, as a country. How are we going to support these lesser-known sports that compete for gold? Because we all want them to go over there and clap and bring home gold, right? But we skip all the stuff in the middle.
Talk to every college in the country, because that's their plight, right? How do we take this football money that's come back to us and help out the girls' volleyball team or the badminton team or whatever teams are low on the totem pole? That's an never-ending task.
Yeah, it's kind of divide track that money and field up. Yeah, where I feel like, you know, if they can get some of these U.S. events off the ground in between these 4 years, it would kind of change that conversation. But until then, we need more Flavor Flaves out here. And also, Flav tweeted, for those of y'all who are inexperienced, we're just getting to know him, it is not Flavor Flav. It is Flavor Flav. You must tweet it with all caps. Okay? That was a public service announcement from Flavor Flav himself.
Wow.
So Flay's been having a ball. Snoop's been having a ball. I've seen Detective Benson over there. I've seen Detective Stabler. Anybody who gets a check NBC Universal is in Paris right now. And why not? We not on the air. Y'all air in the Olympics. Y'all don't push back our start date. So we going to kick it in Paris with everybody else. Say, why not?
We are headed for this second week. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, more folks from Metro Atlanta area are going to be involved with the Olympics. Emma Hunt. Is going to be the speed climber, the wall climber. That starts Monday.
I was just going to say, we had on the air. Yeah. Who's the other track and field person that we had on?
We had Kristen Coleman. He's going to be a part of the relay over there. I think maybe the 4x100 will be on there. So, some more of our home folks are going to be getting involved. Of course, we've seen some home folks. Well, we had Spiff. I forget the name now. The one from out of the from Life. That was on the women's rugby team.
That's right.
You know, and that was huge to see them. Hey, the size of the ladies on that team, the women are they? You know, the rugby team.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, fight breakout. I'm looking.
Hey, rugby is a different kind of sport. You got to be ready to go.
Yeah, man, really.
I have never covered or known anybody who participated in the triple jump. I just don't know why you would say, I want to do that. It just seems like the hardest thing in the world to do.
If you find you're good at it.
Yeah, but where do you go after that?
You know?
You know, if you run track, you then decide you want, like, when did Edwin Moses decide he wanted to be a hurdler versus whatever track he ran prior to that? Or do you go out being specifically just a hurdler?
Well, there's some people who will do the hurdle and will do the flat 400 meter and the.
I ain't never seen that. Because the speed is one is technique, one is pure speed.
It's pure speed. Yeah, I've seen some people go back and forth between them.
Hey, well, you're a better man than me. I ain't never seen both of them. And then the triple jump is just one of those. And when I watch it, I can't take my eyes off it.
The hop, skip, and jump.
Yeah, like how you get good at that, and then how do you know when you're good? I guess it's the length you jump, but still. I don't know. Anyway, we got coming up at 3:20 today, women's 100 final.
Ooh, did y'all see Sha'Carri?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And listen.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
What Don Staley say? It's a goat, coach. No, look, coach, there's a goat. Man, listen. Also, y'all, if y'all are like me and y'all ready to break out the cardboard and the headbands, break-in is going to be August 9th. The pre-qualifier for the women is going to be at 9 a.m. And the men get popping on the quarterfinal at 2 p.m. on Saturday, August 10th. I'm ready to break out.
We had a discussion about the way the music's going to be put out there and the type of music. Did we get an answer on that?
We didn't, but I don't see it being – this is just my own, you know, pontification, but I don't see it being any different than gymnastics, so they'll probably just pick their own music. I'm interested to see what they're going to pick out. Are we going to go 80s?
Yeah, they got it.
Are we going to go semi-80s, which is just basically anything Missy has produced, or are we going to go full modern? Like, what are we going to do? And I want to hear some Curtis Blow.
Not the Curtis Blow.
I want to hear some MC Melly Mel.
Oh, my goodness.
Take me.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, third day of August. We hope you guys have had a wonderful week. There you go.
Can't say hey to somebody that was listening to it.
What's that?
Say hello to somebody else.
Oh, yeah, please, by all means. We just shouted out to Curry Hunt and them folks, so who you got?
Shout out to Kevin. He's on his way to go play a round of golf. And,
Kevin?
Kevin, and he's with GPB Sports, Kevin Gerke.
Oh, okay.
He said their first four games, GPB, people talking about football Fridays in Georgia, their first four games are Buford at Milton, Rockmart, Cartersville, Rome at Carrollton, and then Langston Hughes at Douglas County. That's what's coming up on football Fridays in Georgia. Yes, that's what, you know, Matt Stewart and John Nelson and all the crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got another shout out for you. And you know that we are all colleagues in this business. We ain't gonna hate on nobody. If we're broadcasters, if we're journalists, we all support each other. And you know who told me to tell you hello this past week?
No telling.
Matt Edgar.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Chuck Oliver.
Okay.
And Matt Chernoff.
Wow. The crew.
Told me to tell you.
Okay.
Hello.
Wow.
And that they just got mad respect for you and love
that's
you and
crew,
all that sort of
thing.
Man,
that,
you, they always make say, man, tell Sam I said, you know, that kind of thing. So those two guys in the same business and doing the same thing, but still got mad love for you. So there you go. Anyway, we got to shut up and turn things over to Noel because
yeah,
it is Noel's world.
It is her turn.
Good morning.
Morning.
I can't see her, so I got to fix the blind. So y'all talk for a second.
All right.
And thank you, too, for what you did starting off the show.
Absolutely. You started.
My influence is rubbing off on her. Have you ever had a job where you have received snacks, food from your coworkers, and now they've got you bringing it in?
On the regular? No. Uh-uh.
So I've had a little bit of an influence on you, huh? And we just give food back. There's some people I work with, I wouldn't eat food that they brought for me. And I know you two feel the same way, but anyway, you brought us some nice stuff to start off the day, right, Sam?
And we thank you.
And
yes,
we want to thank you publicly for that.
Right.
Well, you know, we beat the sun up, so I got to make sure, you know, we all nourished and ready to go for these 4 hours we got to run through.
That's right. It's a lot of heavy lifting in this business.
What you got, Miss Lady?
Well, let's see. This week has been super exciting. You know, every day I turn the TV on, it's just I seem to hit the iconic moments, good or bad. Like when I cut my laptop on and I saw Coco haggling with the line judge. I said, oh, okay. Then I woke up one day. I'm going to tell y'all what really floored me. My number one Olympic moment so far, because y'all know I'm waiting on breakdancing, and we're going to get to the breaking.
Yes.
It starts on the 9th, and we're going to get to the breaking. I'm ready. But until then, you know, I cut the TV on the other day, and I think I was honestly looking for basketball. And I cut the TV on, and there's the pool with all the lanes, right?
Right,
and
right.
I'm looking at the pool, and I was confused, because I'm like, there's only one person in the frame. It took me a second to catch up to what was going on. It wasn't until Miss Katie Ledecky touched the wall and turned around, and then everybody else came in the frame, and I went, oh,
yeah,
my Lanta.
Yep.
She's laughing these folks.
Yeah.
And my best friend's on the phone like, girl, what is going on? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, she is laughing these folks. Like, oh, my Lanta. I had to pull out my DJ Tanner. I was that shocked. Because at first I was like, okay, I see one person, and okay, she's about to, okay. And then no. I put the pieces together, I was like, okay, that's Katie Ledecky. And then she touched the wall and went back the other way, and I went, oh, so y'all are done for. Like,
yeah.
So the rest of this is just a formality. Like, y'all are hoping for a hamstring cramp or something to catch up to Miss Katie Ledecky, because it was over with.
She pulled the secretariat.
Man,
yeah,
listen.
Really.
This is what she did. She pulled the secretariat. If you see that last night, secretariat was like, got to win.
Yep.
Everybody went out and had a cup of coffee, and then the rest of the horses showed up.
Like, I spent the rest of her match just with my jaw and trying to pick up my jaw off the floor because, like, what? And that was a great comeback because, you know, she wasn't expecting to get that bronze in that first competition she had to open up the Olympics. So that was like, yeah, let me remind y'all who
exactly.
I am right quick.
Exactly. And who made your jaw drop open in a much bigger way, her or Simone, what they did?
I think Katie, because like Simone, I'm not gonna lie, Simone, I expect Simone to go out there and do ridiculous things and just mop up the floor with it. I mean, she's that great. Like she stepped outside the mat, what, twice and still took home gold?
Yep.
Like again, yeah. laughing these folks. Like, that is the swimming version of laughing folks in Olympics. Like, I done committed two errors and y'all still can't touch me. I'm hammer-timing, up in this place. Y'all can't touch me.
That's funny.
Jordan gave her the goat chain to put on. And you know what, Jordan? Yep, you right. Give your teammate the goat chain because she is that.
Yep.
Like, could y'all imagine if she actually would have stayed in the Olympics in Tokyo? Like, if she wasn't feeling the mental pressure? Like, could y'all just imagine how even greater her legend would be? To like, y'all caught a break. Then she went home in 2020. Y'all caught a break. She blessed y'all.
Yeah.
And then she came back and took back what was hers.
Amazing how that worked.
Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles, like, they have me bowing. And then you turn on the round ball and our own Ryan. I mean, that 3-on-3 team, which I expected to struggle.
I was concerned after that first one. Oh, my goodness.
I expected them to struggle. And we'll talk about more of that with Megan L. Hall. But to see them in almost in less than 48 hours kind of completely turn the thing around and tie it all up and get to 3-on-3 and stay in the group play and really show their fortitude.
Okay.
And how they were ready to go. And Ryan Howard had a ridiculous shot. Me and Megan was talking off scenes, off camera, and she had a ridiculous shot to end that 3-on-3 game against Canada where they tried to give it to her to dead it in regular time, and her two ball was shot. She's been cold from two the entire game because in 3-on-3, like what would normally be a three is a two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And those games go pretty quick. They go really quick.
Like they only schedule them for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like they go quick. And so they went into overtime, and overtime in 3-on-3 is sudden death. So anybody shoots a two ball, that's it. So they go for the layup, Canada. Jordan lets them go for the layup. Okay, cool. Ryan lets them go for the layup. Okay, cool. Then they get the ball to Ryan. Ryan dribbles all the way to the right side of the court, body on it the entire time. Don't stop, Ryan. Dribble, back up, puts the ball up, and we are off to the next game as the U.S. 3-on-3 team wins yet another one behind Atlanta Dream's own Ryan Howard. And it was just great to see. And it was also great to see the U.S. women's team sitting there to cheer them on.
Yeah.
Erica Hambry also was, you know, putting in that work.
Yeah, we got to talk
defense.
About it.
Erica Hambry. Yeah, the hometown folks.
She's over there and got both of her kids
sure
with her
do.
There. She took both of her kids with her to the Olympics.
Well, you can't not take Amaya. Amaya's a media superstar right now. Like, if they were in the Atlanta market, she would be on They Got Next. Like, she is their little mini commentator out there in L.A. So there's no way you couldn't take her to Paris. She got to get a rundown on why her mama and the rest of the team is going to come back and get that and stand on one of them podiums.
Yep.
If you ask Amaya, she'll tell you. They're going to stand on one of them podiums. Don't worry. My mama got it.
She does that so well. What have you watched and surprised you? You know what I tuned in and end up watching was trampoline. I forgot that trampoline was an Olympic sport.
Same.
You know, and here's something if somebody's got one in the neighborhood or something, and everybody from the neighborhood goes out there and bounces around the backyard.
Lawsuit waiting to happen.
But you don't know if they can do it and become an Olympian.
Right, now we're becoming an Olympian. Now you can go out there and spend that $9.99/$9.95 and get that trampoline in the backyard and get ready for Olympic trials. Yes, it's been a lot of interesting things. I saw a little bit of mountain biking. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
I like that.
Yeah, one
it wasn't raining.
Right. Yeah, yeah. One night I saw Colin Jost hanging out on the beaches. That was fun.
Tahiti?
Yeah, that was fun. I said, boy, NBC got everybody on the payroll out here with a microphone.
He's been tearing his feet up. He's been stepping on coral. He's been stepping on coral. He says,
get you some swim shoes.
He's been in the medical tent more than he's been out there watching these.
That's terrible. Well, obviously, Snoop has been the big star.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a great time. The thing on Peacock with Kenan Thompson and Kevin Hart has been a lot of fun, too.
I haven't been able to catch Kenan. Yeah. I need to catch that. What I did catch yesterday was a little bit of water polo, or as I like to call Flavor Flaves girls out there balling out. They were doing their thing. I did catch a fun story the other day. There is a triathlon athlete who was kind of concerned that she was going to be behind on her rent this month, you know, competing in the games. And Flavor Flav stepped up, and so did Serena's own husband. Alexa stepped up and made sure that she won't have to worry about any of that while she tries to go for U.S. gold. So shout out to them. And they employ other people with means to also get out here and support these athletes. And that kind of may be something that we need to figure out, you know, as a country. How are we going to support these lesser known sports that compete for gold? Because we all want them to go over there and clap and bring home gold, right? But we skip all the stuff in the middle.
Talk to every college in the country, because that's their plight, right? How do we take this football money that's come back to us and help out the girls' volleyball team or the badminton team or whatever teams are low on the totem pole? That's an never ending task.
Yeah, it's kind of divide that money up. I feel like, you know, if they can get some of these U.S. events off the ground in between these 4 years, it would kind of change that conversation. But until then, we need more flavor. Flav's out here. And also, Flav tweeted, for those of y'all who are unexperienced, who are inexperienced, who are just getting to know him, it is not Flavor Flav. It is Flavor Flav. You must tweet it with all caps. Okay? That was a public service announcement from Flavor Flav himself.
Wow.
So
wow.
Flav's been having a ball. Snoop's been having a ball. I've seen Detective Benson over there. I've seen Detective Stabler. Anybody who gets a check
NBC Universal is
in Paris right now. And why not? We not on the air. Y'all airing the Olympics. Y'all don't push back our start date. So we going to kick it in Paris with everybody else. Say, why not?
We are headed for this second week. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, more folks from the metro Atlanta area are going to be involved with the Olympics. Emma Hunt. Is going to be the speed climber, the wall climber. That starts Monday.
I was just going to say, we had on the air. Yeah. Who's the track and field person that we had on?
We had
Javelin?
Kristen Coleman.
Kristen Coleman.
He's going to be a part of the relay over there. I think maybe the 4x100 will be on there. So, some more of our home folks are going to be getting involved. Of course, we've seen some home folks, but we had Spiff. I forget the name now. The one from Life. That was on the women's rugby team.
That's right.
You know, and that was huge to see them. They, the size of the ladies on that team, the women are they in the rugby team?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you know, fight breakout. I'm looking.
Different kind of sport. You got to be ready to go.
Yeah, man, really.
I have never covered or known anybody who participated in the triple jump. I just don't know why you would say, I want to do that. It just seems like the hardest thing in the world to do.
If you find you're good at it.
Yeah, but where do you go after that?
You know?
If you were doing, if you run track, you then decide you want, like, when did Edwin Moses decide he wanted to be a hurdler versus whatever track he ran prior to that? Or do you go out being specifically just a hurdler?
There's some people who will do the hurdle and will do the flat 400 meter and the.
I ain't never seen that. Because the speed is one is technique, one is pure speed.
It's pure speed, yeah. I've seen some people go back and forth between them.
Hey, well, you're a better man than me. I ain't never seen both of them. And then the triple jump is just one of those. And you, when I watch it, I can't take my eyes off it.
The hop, skip, and jump.
Yeah, like how you get good at that, and then how do you know when you're good? I guess it's the lengthy jump, but still. I don't know. Anyway, we got coming up at 3:20 today, women's 100 final.
Ooh, did y'all see Sha'Carri?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
What Don Staley say? It's a goat, coach. No, look, coach, there's a goat. Man, listen. Also, y'all, if y'all are like me and y'all ready to break out the cardboard and the headbands, break-in is going to be August 9th. The pre-qualifier for the women is going to be at 9 a.m. And the men get popping on the quarterfinal at 2 p.m. on Saturday, August 10th. I'm ready to break out.
We had a discussion about the way the music's going to be put out there and the type of music. Did we get an answer on that?
We didn't, but I don't see it being – this is just my own, you know, pontification, but I don't see it being any different than gymnastics, so they probably just pick their own music. I'm interested to see what they're going to pick out. Are we going to go 80s?
Are
we going to go semi-80s, which is just basically anything Missy has produced, or are we going to go full modern? Like, what are we going to do? I want to hear some Curtis Blow. I want to hear some MC Melly Mel.
Oh, my goodness.
Take me back.
You're going all the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
These hard breaks.
And another person who is over there.
Yes.
Because we've seen her, and she's now celebrating a birthday today. So I'm sure this person in Paris, France, is being treated royally. Happy 83rd birthday, Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know she's over there. And as much as she likes cooking, somebody's cooking for her today.
Oh, yeah. Her and Snoop hanging out. They just judging food and watching competition. And her and Snoop having a good time. I'm surprised MTV ain't stuck a camera wherever they are.
Yeah.
Hanging out by the pool in her bikini or bathing suit like she did on Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. She did it. Yeah, she did. All right. Is that all? Do you have anything more?
I am completely all satisfied and up to date with the Olympics. You guys keep tuning in for greatness.
Yeah, all right.
Oh. Synchronized diving. Synchronized diving.
That's pretty cool.
You know what? Yeah, she's right. Yeah.
That was great.
Saw that. That was pretty cool, too. That's another one. Arguing with you. You pointed your toes. You're supposed to point your toes there. You get the arguments that happen between synchronized diving.
You were supposed to be a foot behind me.
Exactly.
You know I'm taller than you.
Exactly. Born on the same day today, Sam.
Today.
You ready for this?
All right.
Lance Allworth. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. I think he might be a Hall of Famer, but his name is definitely a Hall of Famer, his nickname. Lance Allworth, Bambi.
I believe he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah.
His birthday today.
Chargers.
And Martin Sheen.
Whoa.
Martin Sheen, Lance Allworth, born on the same day. Happy birthday to both of them. Coming up, moving into the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Megan L. Hall. USA Today got a casting call. Job opportunities in front of and behind the camera. But up next, there's a lot of stuff going on in Mercedes-Benz Stadium this past week. We're going to talk about it next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.